My guest at this time is Mark Eaton, master impressionist for the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. You can find them every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington, or learn more about their music and also buy some of it at capsteps.com. Mark, how are you? Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year to you.
And so we've already got one in the books now. The Iowa caucuses are done. A massive 8-vote victory for Mitt Romney in Iowa. Looks like he'll probably win by a little bit more than that in New Hampshire. But what did you guys take away from the razor-tight finish in Iowa?
Well, one of the things we took was we're very sad that Michelle Bachmann has now dropped off the map for us. Her dropping out of the race, you know, it actually had a big effect on Wall Street. They said that the Maybelline stock dropped 38% after she dropped out. And then, of course, you know, you got Santorum that was kind of the guy that nobody really gave a second thought to. He puts on a sweater vest and makes a couple speeches, and suddenly everybody thinks he's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Yeah, the sweater vest paid off. You know, I know from talking to Elena before that female presidential candidates spawn a huge competition among female Capitol Steps cast members to play that role. Is there a great disappointment among the ladies of the Capitol Steps now that Michelle's gone?
Well, you know, I'm not too sure about the Michelle role because, you know, she basically went out with, you know, these huge, weird, fake eyelashes and almost, you know, Raggedy Ann doll makeup. So I don't think it was the most glamorous role. They like the laughs, but not necessarily the look.
I gotcha. How about you? I know we always introduce you as the master impressionist. Any of these guys got you in primetime mode here with The Voice?
Well, you know, not really. I mean, you know, Mitt Romney, if he is the, you know, the presumptive guy, you know, he's got kind of that good robotic charm that John Kerry had that we always enjoy so much.
Oh,
you know, there was a lot of talk up in, you know, in Iowa that where Santorum spoke from the heart, he spoke from his hard drive. So we'll see what happens.
Exactly right. Well, you know, one of the complaints by some folks participating in the Republican caucuses and primaries is that, you know, the candidate they really wanted to run didn't run, or this field they're just not completely satisfied with. So the Capitol Steps have gotten a little bit nostalgic here.
Yeah, we think maybe a kind of a draft these two candidates would really put us over the top.
Yeah, here's the Capitol Steps looking back at a couple of previous Republican nominees, which we should point out also didn't win, but they do bring back some memories. Here we go.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Senator John McCain. And my friends, it's becoming increasingly clear that the Republican Party is not at all thrilled about the current crop of presidential candidates. So I've been going door to door asking one simple question. Do I live here? Apparently I do not. I'd also like to point out that the voters do not seem to want Mitt Romney either, and I think that I could win this time around. I mean, for one thing, I'm not going to pick a vice president that has both a lack of experience and a pregnant daughter. So please welcome my running mate now, Bob Dole.
A lot of people say Bob Dole is too old to run for vice president. They say Bob Dole doesn't have the memory he used to. They say Bob Dole doesn't have the memory he used to. But Bob Dole is better than ever. Sure, I was a bit hard of hearing, but now that I have this new hearing aid, I can hear better than ever.
Now what kind is it?
Oh, about 8 o'clock.
Just put those fresh faces on the shelf.
You want experience in 2 or 12.
We pass candidates have broken the mold.
McCain and old-timer Robert Dole.
I served America in Vietnam.
I look as though I may have been embalmed.
If you're annoyed by guys with bladder control,
you'll love this old-timer Robert Dole.
We don't waste any time on Facebook now.
Won't tweet our parts because we don't know how.
Can't figure out my new remote control.
McCain and old-timer Robert Dole.
I think we'll win in all the 13 states.
I need Viagra just to stand up straight.
Who doesn't think that there's an ozone hole?
McCain and old-timer Robert Dole.
So call us relics, call us what you will.
But when they're fighting up on Capitol Hill,
I'm not afraid to say,
shut your pie hole.
McCain and old-timer Robert Dole.
whose inexperience we're gonna mock.
Cause we got underwear odor Barack.
Oh, Mark, I remember right after Bob Dole lost to Bill Clinton in 96 and he went on Letterman and a couple other shows and was so funny and everyone was just like, why didn't we ever hear any of that during the campaign?
Exactly. And he always had the reputation on the Hill that he was just this very sharp-witted, funny guy. And yet he just, I don't know, he just could not turn it on for the people.
I guess so. So obviously politics on center stage for you guys. Anything else in the headlines that's making you laugh and write some good lyrics?
Well, we're kind of holding out. You know, we got these recess appointments that Barack decided to throw down, saying that the Senate was in recess when they actually aren't in recess. So, you know, we'll see if that you'll see if this kind of little showdown thing plays out any.
That's going to be a little awkward moving into your office, not really sure if you have the job, you know. Mark, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks so much.
Mark Eaton, Master Impressionist for the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building. Learn more about their work, buy their stuff online at capsteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.